Brenda, hi. I am so sorry to bug you, but I really need those files by today, and thank you. You are a lifesaver. I'm just gonna be in my office. I need them at least by the end of the day. I don't mind that I have to stay over and input them into the computer, but it'll be all worth it. Oh, what was that? The interview, right? I forgot about that. Thank you so much. Oh, shoot. I didn't have it set up. Brenda, when I tell you are a lifesaver, you really are. okay. Everything's set up on my desk, and, okay. You can just go ahead and tell the person to come up. Yes, I'll be in my office making my fourth cup of coffee. Brenda, please, don't judge. I get no sleep. Let's see. Let me look at their resume. Their name is awfully familiar. Ugh, whatever. Two people have the same name, right? Let me see. Let me bring up everything. Ah, thank you, Brenda. Hello. You may have a seat. How is your day so far? That's great to hear. I hope you weren't waiting in the lobby that long. Yes, I apologize. I have been really busy today, like most days, and anyway, let me just look through your resume more. Let's see. Oh, your credentials are really nice. Let's see. Where did you graduate from? College, high school. And your name is. Oh boy. That's why your name sounded familiar. No. There's no issue. Well. So, tell me, what made you want to apply for this job? Yes, I see your credentials, and you are, of course, very well educated for this job, and your skills are quite reasonable. Tell me, did the position you're applying for? It's a very hard job. What made you want to do this? Was this something that you thought of doing? Like, let's just say high school. Sounded like high school had a real big impact on your future. Yes, I'm very well pleased. You know what? I'm not gonna beat around the bush. I'm surprised you don't recognize me. Well, let's just say, you may or may not know me from your former high school. Yes, we were well acquainted. I believe the name you had for me was, yes, Creepy Goth Kid. Does that ring a bell? Glad to see you're doing well. Glad to see you lived up to that, potential. Listen, that was a long time ago. But the things you said, the things you did, it can scar a person and their upbringing. And, I'm going to be honest with you. It scarred me. A lot of what you did really did hurt and destroy me. But as you can tell, I didn't let it get in the way of my future. Don't come up with any excuse. I don't care. Nor do I want to hear it. But I will say this. Karma. Karma is one hell of a thing. But I'm not gonna be that person, the one to deny you a good job. In fact, I'm gonna be honest, I've had several applicants for this position and, to be quite honest with you, none of them fit. But with your education, your credentials, your certifications, your skills, and I'm gonna be honest, you were quite the talker in high school, I can remember that. I'm gonna go ahead and give you the position. But don't think I'm not gonna go easy on you. I am gonna be your superior. You will be working under me, and I will tell you what to do, what is expected of you, deadlines, everything. I'm not gonna be that nice, understanding boss. My assistant Brenda, a damn well assistant, can vouch for that. I just want to say that anything that happened would not be brought up ever again. But I will say this. After all that you put me through, all those harsh, cruel, evil things that you said to me, that you did to me, being your boss will be fun. Bossing you around will be a pleasure of mine. And, frankly, it's kind of like payback if you think about it. Anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and start up the hiring process. Put you in our system and everything. And Brenda will give you a tour of the place. But I'll leave with this note before you walk out my office. If you think you can get away with anything you say behind my back, it's not gonna be pretty. Because guess what? I'm still that creepy godkin.